Right now, we want to go to talking with Ashley Dean and James Perkins about onward and upward worship. Worship. It's early. I don't know what my problem is. Okay, so you're here to discuss your music ministry. Yeah. And first, let's find out a little bit about what the ministry is and what you do and how it all began.
Sure. So Onward and Upward is a worship ministry that Ashley and I started here in Atlanta about 3 or 4 years ago at this point now. And essentially, we give faith-based talks and lead retreats, lead worship for conferences, and even put on some concerts of our original worship music as well, all around the Atlanta area. And even recently just started ranching out to other parts of the Southeast, down in Destin, Florida, and over in the Mobile Diocese. They've been really good to us, and it's just been a whirlwind so far.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. So you give concerts, but you also go and give, like, spiritual talks, maybe to
yeah,
build up.
Exactly.
What's your normal targeted audience?
A lot of high school and life teen groups, I'd say. This past weekend, we were up at Life Teen Camp Cove Crest leading worship for Blessed Trinity High School. Go Titans.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of our audience.
So is it a full-time ministry for you then?
Almost. I think we're kind of trying to make the transition to full-time. Ashley, you're getting pretty close
to
there.
Yeah, I'm close. Yeah, it's hard to kind of make that transition, you know, but we've been blessed to have a lot of opportunities to lead worship and we love it. And
So tell me a little bit about each of you individually, and then let's talk about the ministry in and of itself and, you know, how you actually were inspired to come together and start doing this.
Well, we both have known each other for about 10, 11 years now or so. We met through James's wife, Maggie Perkins. Maggie and I have been friends for many years, and we started playing together in high school.
Yeah,
technically,
in high school.
We had a little band called Catholic Cafe.
It was not good.
No, it was not.
We've gotten a lot better.
Yes.
So if you saw us in the early years, come back and see us again.
Yep.
It's a lot good. But yeah, it was just a high school leading worship over at St. Anne's and their Life Teen program. We started a coffee house kind of program over there, just to encourage.
Just your wife came, but you know.
Just my wife came. We're high school sweethearts, so she's been around since the beginning. We both come from a background of youth ministry.
Mm-hmm.
For Ashley, I don't want to talk about you too much, but you were a missionary with Life Teen for a while?
I was. I was for 2 years. I was at Cove Crest, and then when we had a base in Ferguson, Missouri, was up there and was a youth minister first in St. Louis, and then when we moved back down to Atlanta.
While she was a missionary, I was a music director down in Niceville, Florida, just outside of Destin, at a wonderful Catholic church, Christ Our Redeemer. Shout out to you guys. Hopefully you're listening. So I was there for about 2.5 years, and then we actually both moved back to Atlanta within a month of each other.
Yeah.
And that was kind of when we decided, hey, like we've been co-writing some songs over Skype and FaceTime for almost 6 months at that point. And now that we're both in Atlanta, you know, let's get together and see if, you know, there's something here. And, you know, we've been leading worship together on and off for the better part of a decade.
Yeah.
So when we actually sat down to write original worship music, it just came in abundance. And God was really up to something, and we could see that. So we just wanted to kind of pay attention to what the Spirit was doing. And out of that, Onward and Upward was born. Do you want to tell them about the name?
But you like it when I start telling her.
Your version of the name?
My
Before
version of the
talk
name?
Before we talk about the name, I'm going to give out the phone number again, because right now, the good news is there's no wait. You call in, all the lines are open. We want to give away quartercandles.com, $10 gift cards. Most importantly, we want to support Catholic radio, and so we need to really get the phone lines going. It's early in the morning. Come on, I know we can do this. Let's start off strong. Let's really bring in a whole lot. We want to ring the bell. 5 pledges, and we ring the bell.
Right. I want to ring the bell.
Any amount. Absolutely,
yeah,
they want to ring the bell.
And there should be a disclaimer. Ashley has sniffed every single one of these candles at this point multiple
times.
They smell
great.
They are awesome.
They're really cool. Like,
Compline is my favorite.
They're named after
Mystic Bliss too.
Sea Star. Yeah.
Sea Star, amber, vanilla, lavender.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah, so definitely call in 470-508-1160.
470-508-1160. You know, this, the wax on these are pretty amazing, too, for those that are, you know, interested in all the non-GMO kind of stuff. But the thing that gets me is these small candles burn for 46 hours because of this special blend of wax. Mm. So it's pretty cool. Crazy. So, all right. So give us a call, 470-508-1160. Also, if you want to give Ashley or James a message, you can do that, and they will walk it in, and I'll be able to, I just say first names on the air, but we'll show you last names so that you can thank them and tell them thank you for calling in to support you. Yeah. All right, so hopefully you got the word out, right? You let all your friends know you're going to be on the air. So here we go. All right, so you were going to talk about the name, I think, and how you came up with the name.
Well, we sat with... okay, Lord, like, where do you want to take this? And we threw out, I mean, zillions of names for a while and tried to take some direction of which influences are common among the both of us. And several things that were common were, I mean, the Sacred Heart. Then also Narnia came up later about how... Yeah. And you can talk about Narnia.
I will. So... So we had this idea of, I mean, being involved with youth ministry, kind of one of our patron, soon-to-be saints, Blessed Frassati, had this beautiful saying of to the heights. And it's a very popular saying, especially amongst the young adult ministries now, because it's just this idea of do everything for the greater glory of God to the best of your ability. If you've been given a gift, like create, make beautiful art, if anything, just for the sake of beauty and for the glorification of God. And so there's lots of groups and ministries that already use kind of that tagline to the heights. So we wanted something that captured that same spirit. And in the Narnia books, there's a really awesome phrase that's onward and upward to Narnia in the north. Mm-hmm. And it's very much like in the books, they traverse across the lands and go through different countries, all seeking out Aslan and seeking to defeat evil. And there's just this idea of adventure to it. That we wanted to use for the glorification of God. So that's kind of where Onward and Upward was born. And what's funny is whenever we do retreats for middle schoolers or even high schoolers, they always ask us, which one of you is onward and which one of you is upwards? We actually sat down, we had to flesh it out, so we had an answer for it. So
So I am onward.
And I am upward.
Yes. Okay, so I had to figure that one out.
Well, I'm taller.
Literally, just because you're tall. But I think we've definitely, like, leaned into that name in that, so especially, so James has two children now, and
congratulations.
Thank you.
And I have kind of made more of the transition to making this more full-time, and so I'm kind of keeping things moving onward, and then he elevates it when he's able to come join.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, come Holy Spirit. You know, you take the name and then you figure it out as it goes along and add more dimension to the name. So 470-508-1160. Come on, if the phones are full, I don't have to keep interrupting and giving out the phone number. So come on, we want to get the phone lines going. 470-508-1160. Ashley has sniffed every single one of these candles. We want to give her a $10 gift card.
Yeah, and if you become a saint, it's like a second class relic then, right?
There you go. There you go. You know, and you mentioned Pier Giorgio Frassati. There is a candle called Mountain Ascent.
So
pretty cool. I could only bring a few, and I actually will never bring them again because, you know, I have TSA, so I get to go through and don't even have to take anything out of my luggage, right, when I travel. They stopped me. I had to open up all my luggage for these candles, and they had to swab all of them. And I was like, okay, never again am I bringing candles. So we won't do that one again. So enjoy them now. So number to call, 470-508-1160. Come on, let's do it. Let's get this going. We got to get the phones going. We don't have airwaves to provide wonderful music, wonderful information about onward and upward worship if we don't get the calls to do it, because most of the funds that are used to support the station come from the pledge drives. So that's why it's really important. We also didn't, you know, we talked a little bit about the founder, $100 a month for 36 months, one-time $3,600 pledge. You get a certificate for your home. You get your name on a plaque here at the station. but you also get bragging rights that you're a founder of Catholic Radio. You can even put it in your obituary someday so you could be evangelizing after you die. So nice. How cool is that one? You talk about Upward. There you go. Come on. Give us a call and make a pledge of any amount, whether you can be a founder. And the founders, they're stopping allowing people to become a founder at the end of October. So now's the time. They've been doing it a year. And so then they'll finalize their plaque and put it out. So if you want to support Catholic Radio in a big way, now's the time to give us a call, 470-508-1160. All right. So do we want to go to a song? I know you've got some that you're going to play in the studio and then one that we're going to play from your CD. And so you want to start with a song?
Yeah.
All so right. we're going to sing a song called Move My Mountains, which is off of our debut EP that just came out here a couple months ago called Sanctuary. And the song Move My Mountains was one of the first ones we wrote as Onward and Upward together. And really, it's covering this idea of how we can get in the way of our own spirituality sometimes. And if Jesus is powerful enough to point to a mountain and tell it to get up and move, I'm sure that he can do the same thing to us. Mm-hmm. So it's just like the chorus talks about Jesus move my mountains even when the mountain is me, which is something that I think everyone can relate to a little bit. And then the bridge of the song actually came straight out of Ashley's prayer diary. So it's like the most vulnerable thing that you can imagine. So it's been really awesome to see the response, especially in Eucharistic adoration with this song, just seeing like these personal prayers that Ashley and I have taken and how people sing and really worship with him.
Yeah, it's just really, really relatable. I mean, in that so many times I want to move forward. I want to grow closer to the Lord, but I just get in the way of that and I just feel like I'm, you know, not allowing the Lord in. And so, you know, like asking the Lord to help me where I'm weak and come rescue me, come just tear down everything that is keeping me from him. So I think all of us that are on any sort of faith journey can relate to that. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get loud.
All right.
Even when the mountain is near,
it down, making level holy ground. Raise your temple, tear it down, making level holy ground. Raise your temple. Even when the mountain is me, Jesus, move my mountains. Even when the mountain is me.
Very nice. Wow.
Thank you.
I'm the only one in here. I guess they need two, so we can't. All right. So wonderful. It's hard, I guess, when we have that beautiful thing that really lifts our hearts and our minds to Christ, to go back to begging, but we got to do it. Okay. So we have one caller on the line. That means we just need two more in order to give away the cordacandles.com certificate. So come on, $10 gift certificate when we get three callers on the line. And the number to call is 470-508-1160. If you're getting a weaker signal, then just go ahead and go online. We're having a little bit of, anytime you do the Lord's work, you guys probably experience this in your music ministry. Anytime you do the Lord's work, there's somebody out there that's, you know, trying to make it difficult on you, right?
Yeah.
And so we're having a little bit of that difficulty this morning.
Dang
so,
it.
You know, if anybody's having difficulty hearing this, then please go online to thequestatlanta.com and you can listen online or the app. And there's information online that you can download the app to your phone. It's kind of cool, especially if you're here in Atlanta, if you're driving between buildings or whatever, and you're getting a weaker signal because of all the interference with an AM, you can Bluetooth it on your app. And,
yeah,
you know, it's really awesome. Yep, you can.
Yeah, questatlanta.com.
So, exactly. So please do that, 470-508-1160. And say some prayers for us, too. And so let's stop just for a minute. And would you lead us in a prayer just that you know, God's will be done for the Quest Radio.
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come fill this place. Come fill the hearts of everyone that is listening right now, everyone that's seeking you, everyone that desires to grow closer to you. Lord, we love you. We ask you to bless this ministry, bless this work. That may be what you will, but if you will it, that you may make it happen. You take away any impediments, anything that is keeping these prayers that bring other people in, anything that is in the way, Lord, to just tear it down, just do away with it, that we all be directed towards you and the blessings you have in store for us, Lord. So we just once again turn our eyes to you, Lord. Mama Mary, our wonderful mother, you're the one that guides us closer to your Son. We ask for your intercession to bless his ministry, to lead us all. As we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Can we also pray a prayer to St. Michael? His feast is tomorrow, but we need him today. So come on, let's do it. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, so we have one caller on the line waiting for calls number 2, 3, 4, 5. We can get up to 7, I think, and then it starts going to recording. We did that yesterday, so let's do it again. 7 callers on the line, cord to candle, gift cards all around. Number to call, 470-508-1160. We are talking with Ashley and with James, Ashley Dean and James Perkins, and they are here with Onward and Upward Worship, and we are grateful that they are here sharing their music, sharing their testimony, sharing about how it all began. So when I was looking and getting ready for our time on the air today, I went to the website and I saw your mission, and I'm going to read it for all of the listeners, and then I'd like to ask you to tell us how you bring that mission into reality. Okay, so the mission is create passionate worship environments to encounter Christ. It's pretty simple in words, right? It sounds, it's not simple in reality, I'm sure.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. So tell us a little bit about how the two of you are uniting with the Holy Spirit in order to bring this worship into reality.
So when our ministry first started, a big part of it was retreats. Mm-hmm. Having been youth ministers in the Atlanta area and having come up in a bunch of different youth ministry programs, we have a lot of sympathy and contacts with youth ministers and what they're trying to do. And ultimately with youth ministry, the number one rule is just get them in front of Jesus and he'll take care of everything else.
Yep.
And what we found was whenever we did, for me, it was whenever we did confirmation retreats, you get sophomores in high school that are trying to decide if they want to be confirmed as Catholic, trying to decide what patron saint they want to be named after. But more importantly, it's kind of the make it or break it point for them. Because unfortunately, in a lot of mindsets, when you get confirmed, you're done, which is completely wrong, right? It's the last sacrament of initiation. So then
it's
you're
like
fully fleshed. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
That's how you get in.
Yeah. You're initiated.
But what we found was on these retreats for confirmation students, it's a youth minister's nightmare because you get a lot of kids that are forced to be there. It's required. Mm-hmm. And on the opposite side, it's also the most rewarding because when the walls get broken down and they go to confession for the first time since second grade, when they adore Jesus in the Eucharist and, are moved to tears a lot of times, it's the most powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for us, it was, how do we reach that teen? How do we reach that person and create an environment to where they can encounter Jesus and have all of that extra baggage just taken away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's such a powerful moment to see when that happens. I mean, it's a rough weekend usually on those retreats.
Yeah, like the Friday night when they first get there, crickets.
Yeah.
All the way through. Come on, sing, guys. No.
Yeah. So humbling. So humbling. But it's so beautiful. I mean, just by the end of it, I mean, a lot of these teens are just dealing with, do I even believe in God?
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, they're like, oh my goodness, Jesus in the Eucharist. And like, I want to go to church all the time. And I mean, for several of them. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful thing to witness and to be a part of. And so what we found our role in that is just inviting the Holy Spirit in and providing just a space to worship, a space to bring calm in their crazy lives, a space to just let everything else go and focus on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And also in the particular way that we do it is through worship and through more contemporary worship. Oh, hello. Let me talk to the mic. but generally more contemporary music, mainly to reach that audience of what are they already hearing and how can we redeem that? How can we bring that into something that is true, good, and beautiful? And so that's what we generally write for, is for those teens, for that group of people, and to tell them, like, you know, this is our Lord, and let's all worship Him, and we can all worship Him.
Yeah. And a big part of it with the setup that me and Ashley have, it's very technologically driven. In order to use that to, like in our mission statement, to create an environment, to create a worship space, which isn't necessarily all music. A lot of it is just atmosphere and the ambiance of the room, to be able to calm them down and to give them, give the Holy Spirit room to work. And like, if you're just singing away songs completely all the time, it's really hard for them to listen if you're singing the entire time. So a big part of our ministry is instrumental music, incorporating pads and other electronic elements to help kind of create that big sound. So just between the two of us, we get a huge sound, and we're able to create a massive worship space just to let people kind of rest in and not have to worry about, is the guitar going to go out of tune? Do they know how to sing the songs? It just takes away all of those distractions.
Yeah, and it provides more of that bigger element of like feeling like there's like a huge band or something, but it's just the two of us and our instruments. So there's like an element of there's something being created. There's something bigger, not just in like the prayer, but in the production value. And especially for teens and really anyone, you know, it's once we feel that there's been a space created for us, there's been some effort put in. And there's the freedom.
Especially with teens and young adults, they appreciate the hard work that you put into it.
Yes.
So especially with youth ministers, when you're putting on like your environment for the room and the space that you're going to be in, like they notice the little things that you do to make it more inviting. Same thing with the music. If they see the effort and the production that's going into it, they respond immediately.
I would agree with that. And it sounds like you guys are doing really, really wonderful work. We would love to be doing really wonderful work over there in the phone bank as well. So the number to call is 470-508-1160. All good things come from God. Every good thing that we have comes from God. And so when we give back to whatever charity it is that we feel called to give to, we're giving back to God. And certainly the Quest, at least in my book, is way up there, because, you know, John Paul II, you guys are part of that John Paul II generation,
big fan.
Big fan. You know, he's the one that talked a lot about the new evangelization. And he said, if St. Paul was alive today, he'd be on Catholic radio.
Absolutely.
And I think that is part of the reason why I really feel like giving of your treasure towards Catholic radio is so powerful, because we can go out and evangelize a potential 3.1 million listeners.
Wow.
And, you know, we hear all the time about people that just happen onto the station and all of a sudden, you know, they're coming back to the church, or they're entering the church. At least one non-Catholic, so, you know, Protestant, Mormon, you know, on and on and on, calls Journey Home or Catholic Answers every single day to find out about coming into the church. That's a minister. That's not just, you know, individuals. That minister's got an influence on his whole congregation.
Right.
And here they are considering the Catholic Church because of what they're hearing on Catholic radio. It is a very powerful, powerful medium, and we want to keep that strong here in Atlanta. We want to have that, especially today when we see so many other things that are contrary to the message that you all are doing with Onward and Upward, that we are doing with the Quest. We see so many of those contrary things. It's really important that we band together, we link arms, and that we fight the good fight. And we can do that by allowing you all to come on the Quest, but we don't have the airwaves to allow you to come on the Quest and spread your message if we don't have the airwaves to do it. And that's why when we have, you know, all green lights here means we have nobody on the phone right now. That's why I have to stop, and we have to give out the number, and we have to say, please call. Please call and support Catholic Radio, because we want to continue bringing in great guests like our guests right now, Ashley Dean and James Perkins, and they are with Onward and Upward Worship. And so we'll give the number, and then we're going to play your recorded song on your CD that you have. Is that right?
Yeah.
And so we'll talk about that, and then we'll give information on how they can get your CDs, how they can reach you. So we'll do that as well. But why don't you guys give out the number? Maybe you'll have better luck than I'm having here.
Yeah. Mom, if you're listening, you better
dial
in.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
470-508-1160. TheQuestAtlanta.com, guys.
And come on, Mom. Let all of your friends know. You know, I know I'm a mom of eight. I have two grandkids. I know those moms are proud. So go out there and say, my son, he's on the radio right now. Let them all know. And then we'll let the Holy Spirit take care of who's going to call in and donate. But we just got to spread the word that they are on the air and get the listeners listening. And then, you know, truly, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. We are just the instruments here, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through the airwaves. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be a part of that ministry, she's texting.
Yeah, she just pledged $50 online.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Thanks, so my mom donated too.
Oh, did she really?
It's like
we've
got It's the mamas.
Okay.
Well, in our parishes, you know, let's go to St. Bridget. I know you're listening. You got Ashley over here. Come on.
Hey, guys, St. Bridget.
Yeah, we do. You know,
Prince of Peace.
It's so important.
Everybody.
It truly is.
Yeah, looking at you, Rob. I know you're listening.
Exactly. I love it. You know, come on. Those mamas, they should have gotten on the phone at the same time, and then they just needed one other person to get the courtofcandles.com.
Ooh.
So, dang it. What
conspired.
The heck?
I think I went online, though.
That's okay.
I mean, you can donate online as well.
Yeah.
TheQuestAtlanta.com, but
yeah, it is so fun when the phone lines are coming
though.
It's
fun,
but we want to ring.
It has a nice happy face on it. I mean,
that's
at least two fun.
Right there. That's two that we got. So we just need three more to be able to ring the bell. So we've got some more coming in here. I got to get my glasses. Doggone, it's tough getting old here. So Therese and Isabel, are those moms or are those somebody
else?
Teresa
and Isabel and Leslie.
No, I don't know.
Okay,
well, thank you so much for pledging, guys.
Yet, so come on, keep going.
Yeah,
keep going,
guys. Thank you so much.
So we want to say, so we just need two more. Actually, one more is coming up. One more and we ring the bell.
Yeah, come on, guys. One more.
You don't want me to have to slap this beautiful girl's hand. Come on.
If you're driving, pull over and make the call.
Exactly. And if we get three on the line at the same time, then we will also give away the courtofcandles.com. Give the number. Okay. Annie, she keeps me in line here.
470-580.
No. That was wrong.
Right. I'm so sorry.
No wonder. We just lost
the right
a pledge because of this.
470-508-1160.
You can't have this much fun on any of the other radio stations. You only get it here with the Quest. 470-508-1160. And so let's go to this recording, and then we'll come back, and hopefully we'll be able to ring the bell. I think we have one caller on the line. Love to give away courtofcandles.com. If we can get three callers on the line at the same time, you get a $10 gift card. You go on, you place your order, you take $10 off of it. So come on, 470-508-1160. Now we're going to go to the song. Do you want to tell them what the song is and a little bit about it before we start it?
Yeah, sure. So this song is called Proclaim, which is the first track off of our new CD called Sanctuary. But Proclaim is very much based on Genesis and the creation of the world and kind of how through just being what you're made to be, you can give glory and proclaim the glory of God. So it's very much based around all creatures of our God and King, which actually makes a guest appearance in the song.
Yes,
on the bridge. And so, I mean, it's very much representative of what we do as far as blending traditional music, bringing it to the modern sounds, and then also new liturgical music. We need more Catholic art, more Catholic music out there. And I think Proclaim really captures the essence of what that means.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's listen to Proclaim.
Dark and formless, you made was empty, you made it full. All things great and small belong to you. Lord, everything declares who you are, and all creation sings from the earth to the stars. The heavens declare your glory, the rocks cry out your fame, and mountains will bow before thee. The world proclaims your name, the world proclaims your name. Deserts cry out, canyons run dry, waters rush in and bring new life. All things old and new belong to you.
Welcome back, 1160 AM, The Quest. We are in day three of our spirit drive, and man, I'm telling you what, the spirit is moving because we had a whole lot of online donations, a couple of phone calls, and we have a lot of bell ringing to do. So we're going to take them one at a time here, okay? Here we go.
So excited.
470-508-1160 is the number to call, or thequestatlanta.com. We've even got Instagram Live going on in this studio. So yeah. How cool is this?
Onward and Upward Worship on Instagram. We're live right now.
Onward and Upward Worship. Give your website in case people want to be looking at it while we're doing this.
It's onwardandupwardworship.com.
How easy is that? Okay. Yep. All right. So we're going to take the ringing here one at a time. All right. Yes. So we have Therese. She became a monthly donor.
Do I ring?
Not yet. Oh, okay. Isabel. Isabel.
Sorry,
Isabel and Leslie. And
there's Rob.
Thigh. Hey. Is it T-H-U-Y? Do you know that person?
Nope.
That sounds really familiar.
All right. Well, we're grateful to him for whoever it is calling in. And also Maria. They were the first five donors. And so we get to pick up the bell and ring for five. Woo! All right. And then our next donor was Alex. And Alex had been donating $50 a month. And she increased it to $100 a month and became
Alex.
A founder because she said the station is worth it. How
Thank
cool
you
is
so
that?
Much.
So that's an automatic ring for the founder.
Yay!
All right. And then we have an anonymous person who also became a founder. So that's another ring
there. So many rings.
And then, am I blocking you whenever I do that?
No, one other thing. That last anonymous donor made it in honor of Father Morrow. Father Morrow was an incredible priest in our archdiocese for many, many years, and he recently passed away. But Father Morrow is special to everybody, but especially special to our station because he came and he just helped us a lot.
Wow.
We miss Father Morrow.
Wow.
You know, he's praying for us. Yeah.
All right. So if you weren't able to hear that, Carol was in here, and Carol is the person that got all this going. So woohoo for Carol.
Yay, Carol.
She's awesome. She got it all going. Now it's up to us to keep it going. And we are well on our way this morning. And she said that anonymous founder did it in honor of Father Morrow, who passed away. And so let's stop before we ring the bell again. Let's stop and say a prayer for Father Morrow and just pray for him and for all who have died. So would one of you pray for that.
Sure. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just come to you in thanksgiving for all the good work that you are doing and all the blessings that you've given us, both in the past and right now, and the seeds that you're planting that you're up to something and we don't know what it is. And we trust in your promise. We trust in your goodness and your faithfulness. We just ask that you continue this spirit of giving, of selflessness, just to give to such a wonderful platform that we're really blessed to have. And I just ask that you be abundant in your mercy and in your generosity, Lord. We ask all of this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the
Father,
of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so then let's see. We get to ring the bell for that anonymous donor. So we get to ring it again. And then the other one, other donation that we have is Rob. So that
Rob. I see you, Rob. Rob's the director of communications over at Prince of Peace Catholic Church. Flowery Branch, check it out. They're doing great things up there.
All right. So that's three rings of the bell, right? Have we done it three times?
I think we've done it a million.
We can do it again.
No, but we got to get two more donors. And then we ring it a fourth time. You guys are going to be the winner. We haven't had anybody ring it four times.
Hey.
So come on.
Let's do it, guys. Like, it's not a competition. But if it was, we'd be winning.
But, you know, a little bit of good, friendly Catholic competition is a good thing. So we want you to set the bar high for the people who come after you, right?
All
onward
right.
And upward. Here we go. Okay, so number to call, 470-508-1160. We do have one caller on the line. So right now, if you do it quick, we can give away the cordacandles.com gift cards worth $10. Two more callers on the line, 470-508-1160. All right, we got to find out some more about your ministry. Give out the website again, and then maybe some success stories that you've heard, and we want to leave time for one more song as well. So,
sure.
So you know, and maybe a favorite. You know, it seems like always when we go out and minister this way, there's somebody special that touches our heart, you know, pretty much every time. But you've got those favorites out there. I know you do. So share with me one of your favorite stories.
Yeah, onwardandupwardworship.com. Mm-hmm. And we're live right now on Instagram, Onward and Upward Worship on Instagram. If you don't follow us already, do it. We got a lot of great content that comes out. You can see what we're up to and see what we've been up to. Mm-hmm. Favorite stories. The first one that comes to mind for me is we were doing a retreat. This was at Camp Life Team Camp Hidden Lake up in Dahlonega, Georgia. And there was this moment of adoration, and it was like a middle school group, I think, or a very tiny girl comes up like as close to the altar as possible and just like kneels before it. And my first daughter had just been born. That's a word. She was just born. And Josephine is her name. And seeing this like 12 to 13 year old girl just like give her life to Christ right there in front of the altar and in front of literally God and everybody. But I cried like a baby. It melted my heart just thinking like, I want my daughter to do that. And like, if I was her dad, I would be so proud. Ooh, I'm getting teared up over here. Yeah. I would be so proud to see my daughters do that. You know, that's just what a gift. And it reminded me of St. Clare of Assisi when she was discerning religious life. Essentially, her family tried to pull her out of a church, and she literally like was clinging to the altar and refused to be pulled away. And I was just like, what, you know, heroic virtue for that. And I saw that in that girl. So wherever you are, I hope you're on your way to be a saint, because that really touched my heart.
Excellent. And so I'm going to change up the question, because we're running out of time, and I wanted to have time for your music for your last song. How has it changed you? Always when we minister to others, then we can't help but be changed ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. it's made me more reliant on the Lord, and it's definitely forced me to surrender more to Him. And because it's a lot of craziness and a lot of what are we doing next? What's on our calendar today? And things like that. And not much sleep here and there, and crazy flying down to wherever. And so it's just a lot of relying on the Lord, and also witnessing in the many ways He uses other people to reach us, and in also the particular and personal ways that He speaks to us. I mean, there was one event that we were at that I was just really struggling internally, and someone afterwards came up to me and just shared how the music that we had just played had touched her heart, and then just kind of she shared her story, and we prayed together, and that it was just an affirmation of like the Lord saying like, yes, I'm using you. And even when you don't feel like your best, or you don't feel like you have anything to offer, in that place, I am using every bit of what you're offering. So it's just strengthened my trust in the Lord. And I mean, he definitely tests that here and there, and gives me opportunities to grow in that. But yeah, it's been a beautiful process of growing in trust.
Excellent. Okay, well, we only have, I think, maybe 3 minutes. So I want to give out onwardandupwards.com, onward and upwards, upward, onward and upward.com.
Worship.
Gee whiz, I should just let you say it, right?
Onward and upward worship.com. Yes. Onward and upward worship on all social media, Facebook. Singular. You can find us there. And you know, we're not the only ones doing this. There's a lot of original Catholic music being written. So if you are interested in supporting original Catholic music, check out our record label as well. There's lots of artists on there that are making beautiful, beautiful music. Novum Records, Novum.
Novum Collective.
The Novum Collective. It's all on social media. But look it up. If you like our stuff, you're going to love our other artists that we work with. They're fantastic.
All right. So make sure you go and check them out. I think we're probably going to go to the break right after your music, so we won't come back on and talk to you. But, I mean, if you want the CDs, if you want to have them come and talk at your parish, if you want to play their music, whatever it is, go to...
Onward and upward worship.com.
Excellent. So go there and find out more information, and also call us at 470-508-1160. Father Knight called in to give y'all a shout out. So, yay. And he made a donation in your honor.
Oh, thank you so much, Father Jack.
How cool is that? How cool is that? Yay. So then, how close are we? I think we just need one more to ring the bell again. So come on, let's do it.
One more.
Yeah. One more. All right.
Grab two friends and call at the same time.
There you go.
Let's do it.
And we can give away the quartercandles.com
gift
certificate for $10. So, all right. So let's go to your music, and then we'll go straight to break. We will not come back on, but go to onwardandupwardworship.com. Woo! I got it. All right.
Yeah, we're going to sing actually a cover. This is a song called Restless by Audrey Assad and Matt Maher. It's just an awesome Catholic song that's, you know, a fan favorite. And
one of the first ones we played together as Onward and Upward.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very meaningful to us. We just want to share that with everyone. Here we go.
That we are singing, rise into the heavens, rise into your heart, and our praises filling up the spaces in between our frailty and everything you are, you are. I wanna